This is CliffCentral.com. Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law. Like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg and this is The Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel Makoko-Klelo.
Dumela, Gary, and dumela to our podcasters and to our guests and every single person who's streaming in right now.
Yeah, the single ones and the married ones.
Oh, right? Yes.
On today's show, we're discussing the Auto Amendment Bill. Whether Lions, you can lose your driving license because you haven't paid e-tolls.
Sure. Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
A lot of baloney, you may say, because none of us are sure of what's going on. Can you lose your license or not? Well, there's one man in this country who says he knows the answer. He is regarded as South Africa's expert on road traffic legislation. Mm-hmm. He's Howard Dembowski, and today we're going to get the answer straight from the horse's mouth. Welcome, Howard Dembowski, from the horse himself.
From the horse himself.
I'm gonna live this one down.
Yeah, hopefully it is the horse's mouth and not the horse's ass.
How about we go there?
Lads, Howard is regarded as South Africa's expert on road traffic legislation. Everyone knows that. That sounded a bit like you saying neighing, you know, neigh, neigh, neigh.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'll tell you where the horse's behind actually comes from, to be very honest with you. Mm. It comes from that announcement that was made on Monday last week while we were all having a wonderful public holiday. And it was made by a politician for some obscure reason, and then it became clear during the week what that obscure reason was, and it was that that politician and Auto had attended a public hearing on the Auto Amendment Bill, and they asked a direct question of a chap by the name of Thabo Tolotsane, who is the chief operating officer for the Road Traffic Infringement Agency. Yeah. And that question was, can you have demerit points applied to your driving license if you don't pay e-tolls? And Thabo, being who he is and what he is, said yes, because he's an ignoramus, with all due respect, and I'm being very polite. The fact is that under the current Auto Act and Schedule 3 of the Auto regulations, drivers of heavy goods vehicles may have a point applied against their driving license with respect to driving on a toll road without paying toll. Ordinary drivers may not. Oh. So they're two different charges. And incidentally, in December 2015, the Department of Transport published a proposed amendment to the Auto regulations removing that demerit point for heavy goods vehicles. So guess what? It was all a load of horses behind. Horses. Feces. I want to have a better word.
But at least we've created a show and got you here. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to get you here.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. But this is all assuming that this Auto Amendment Bill actually makes it to be signed by the President.
Well, haven't there been hearings all over the place? What's going
on? Yes, indeed. Believe it or not, it was passed by a vast majority in the National Assembly in September last year. Mm. And then it gets referred to the National Council of Provinces because it affects each province. Mm-hmm. And to think that the National Council of Provinces is just going to simply rubber stamp this thing, like I think government is actually hoping it will, is a little bit ambitious, let's put it that way. Mm. The other thing that I find absolutely astounding is that the Arthur Act and the Arthur Amendment Bill are being presented as, this is the points demerit system, people, it's nothing else, which is a very clever tactic on the part of the Road Traffic Infringement Agency, because it has a vested interest in this going through. The Road Traffic Infringement Agency is a state-owned enterprise, and that enterprise is funded by the payment of traffic fines. And that enterprise is given extraordinary powers to coerce the payment of traffic fines from people. Now, the Arthur Amendment Bill deals, in fact, there's actually one section in the Arthur Act and the Amendment Bill that deals with demerit points. The remainder, the other 35 sections of the Arthur Act, deal with how we are going to fund this extraordinary entity called the Road Traffic Infringement Agency. And that is the most interesting part of the whole thing, because they take the prosecution of road traffic offences and they turn them into an administrative process where essentially, and I'm actually not kidding when I'm saying this, and I'm not being facetious or sarcastic, traffic fines are converted into little more than invoices which motorists must pay. And that, in my view, is a very, very dangerous place to be going. The reason for it is, believe it or not, under the Arthur Amendment Bill, the service of the infringement notice, in other words, the initiation of legal proceedings, may be achieved by sending you an email, SMS, posting it on your Facebook profile, sending you a WhatsApp, putting it on Instagram, you name it.
Well, it's better than registered post, service. Isn't it?
It's a load of absolute crud. The fact is, imagine. In fact, you don't have to imagine. I have lodged an application against the Minister of Transport.
Yes, I know about that,
And let's say I've emailed it. Do you think that the Minister of Transport, the State Attorney, and all of the fancy law firms that these people employ are going to say, no, 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 that's fine. You can email it to us.
Or put it on your Facebook page.
Wouldn't that be nice? Put it on
so
the
everyone can see who's suing
exactly.
you. Yes.
Exactly. Fact is that there is currently no legal process in South Africa that may be started by electronic means. None whatsoever. Yes, you can issue things like Section 129 documents.
This is only a bill. It's not your law yet. So we just got to make that
clear.
Correct. It's not. And people like you are objecting to all this.
Most definitely. People like me.
Well, they're not many like you, but...
No, they aren't. This people like me that's taking this matter to court is not taking the Arthur Amendment Bill to court. I'm taking the Arthur Act to court. Because, let me tell you right now, that regardless of the amendments that are contained in the Arthur Amendment Bill, the Arthur Act itself is unconstitutional. And let me tell you why it's unconstitutional. A thing called an enforcement order may be issued against any person who has an infringement notice issued against their particulars, and that person takes no action. What do you think it constitutes when I say you, Mr. Hertzberg, failed to come to a complete stop at a stop street? Is that an allegation on my part, or is that a fait accompli? And I would like an answer.
Allegation.
What does it say in the Constitution in Section 35.3?
You're innocent until
proven guilty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where does this process of innocent until proven guilty come in the Arthur Act? I'll tell you where it comes in. Nowhere. And the Arthur Amendment Bill now seeks to remove the courts entirely. So you may not even elect to be tried in court.
That's unconstitutional, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's go further. They say in the Arthur Amendment Bill that you must make a written representation to a representations officer employed by the state-owned enterprise. And if you're not happy with the outcome of that, then you may appeal it to a yet-to-be-established tribunal comprising nine persons, including the chairperson. I ask you with tears in my eyes, how is a single tribunal going to be able to do a better job than more than 700 lower courts in South Africa in adjudicating these matters? That's the first thing.
It's a fair point.
The second thing is that in the Arto Amendment Bill, you have 30 days from the date on which your representation is rejected to apply for this tribunal to hear your story. And it must be accompanied by a fee to be prescribed by the minister. Now, if this is the same minister who decided to put up licensing transaction fees by 71% this year. You might not have noticed it because you might not have renewed your vehicle license disc, but it's gone from 36 rand to 72 rand. Okay. Sorry, it's gone from 42 to 72. It's completely crazy. And the fact is, what is to stop the Minister of Transport prescribing? That's fine. The fee to be paid by to the tribunal for them to listen to your story is 50, 100%, 200% of the actual original traffic fine.
Yeah. The Howard, the points demerit system has been on the table for I don't know how many years.
Since 1998. This bill was passed in 1998.
What is ever going to happen to it? Will it ever come into law? Or what do you think?
Let me ask you. I'm going to answer a question with a question.
I don't know the answer.
No. Let me answer a question with a question. Why do we need to change the entire manner in which people are prosecuted for road traffic offences in order to create a points demerit system? Why can't we just write a few regulations into the National Road Traffic Act that deal with demerit points? I'll tell you why. Because that's not the objective. The objective is actually not to suspend your driving license. And this might come as a shock and a surprise to you, but only 50% of the road traffic offences actually carry demerit points. The remainder don't carry any. What they carry is financial implications.
And that's where the money comes in.
That's it. The majority of people, and I can say this as a matter of fact, that the majority of people who get speeding fines from these happy snappies hiding in the bushes get speeding fines for exceeding the speed limit by between 11 and 15 kilometers an hour. There are no demerit points for that. That's just subject to a fine. And believe it or not, the way back when, in 2010, the JMPD was pushing for demerit points in relation to camera speeding fines to be removed entirely. Why? Because it's a money-making racket.
Well, what's the current on these cameras?
Sorry?
What's the current position on these cameras? The ones that are traffic lights, the ones that they use, the happy snappers, as you call them?
Yep.
Well, what's going on? Because there was a problem once with they couldn't pay the supply or something?
No. What happened with the city of Joburg is that the contract had been extended with their particular contractors too often, and they weren't capable of extending it again. So what's happened, please don't believe that there are no speed cameras around. There are in Joburg, by the way. Okay, they're using something that they call the Cyclops because they like giving these things stupid names. But in any event, this has been instituted in terms of a Regulation 32 agreement between Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni, and Sintel is the beneficiary of this thing, where it doesn't go to proper tender. What happens is that Joburg picks up a part of the unused capacity of Ekurhuleni and institutes these things. And Sintel has been the chosen beneficiary. So my view is that should not be allowed because it is actually circumventing the PFMA. But in any event, it's part of the PFMA.
Howard, sorry, there's so much I want to ask you. What's the current position on prosecutions for non-payment of e-tolls? Is there a position?
Yes, there is a position. SANRAL would not like to see any of these matters end up in a criminal court, because then they are in trouble. Mm. But what they've been doing is that they've been issuing civil summonses to people, and they have, under one occasion, if I remember correctly, got a default judgment against a person for debt.
That means he didn't defend it and he didn't pay it. He just neglected it.
That's it.
So they got a judgment.
That's it. Yeah. Everybody else who has defended or put in notice of intention to defend,
yes,
it's gone nowhere else.
Do they pursue it or do they drop it?
Then that's when it comes to a standstill. Mm. Okay. Why? SANRAL is a filthy organization when it comes to this kind of stuff. Seriously, they've got a terrible reputation and they've earned every bit of it. The fact is that they do not want these matters to end up in a court where an actual hearing takes place. Because the second that happens, they have to come along and say why it is that they are in direct contravention of the Electronic Metrology Act. Oh, sorry, the Legal Metrology Act. Insofar as their cameras do not have type approval certificates, and they've admitted it, and they actually applied to the regulator for exemption, and that exemption was declined. Mm. And that Legal Metrology Act says that if you use electronic equipment for any measurement, you must have a type approval certificate. And what
can we sit back as South Africans comfortably and say we're never going to pay e-tolls? And that's one question. Second, do these e-tolls prescribe?
Yes, they do. They're civil debts. SANRAL SOC, South African National Roads Agency Limited, state-owned corporation, is subject to the Prescription Act, just like any other business.
So 3 years they've got, and then the claim falls away.
That's it.
They've got to sue you within those 3 years.
Correct.
Or you have to admit liability, which no one would really do.
Well, you've got to be some kind of stupid
crazy
to do that.
Yeah.
But and that's why.
So if you get are they trying to collect this e-toll debt? Or they
right they are. They're trying.
Yeah.
You know what? Ignorance is
bliss.
No, it's not only, knowledge is power, ignorance is bliss. Tough choice. Mm. But the fact is that if you are ignorant, you're your own worst enemy.
Well, that's why you're here today, to tell people
exactly
that they are, when they call you, when SANRAL calls or the agency calls and says, pay up.
Say to them, please send me a photograph of each and every single gantry pass, because that's the start point.
They can't load this on the credit bureaus.
No.
So what the only option is to sue you.
They must get a judgment in court.
Yes.
They must get a judgment in court. You can't just go, look, I say no. Look at what debt collectors do in this country. One day you should have a show on debt collectors. I've got a recent example of a debt collector phoning a friend of mine because his daughter bumped into someone else's daughter at a party, and that someone else's daughter dropped her cell phone. And now the parents are saying, you pay half of a new cell phone. And then they phone a debt collector, and the debt collector phones them and my friend and starts threatening them. You know what? Debt collectors, they actually... below bottom feeders like attorneys.
Very nice of you, Howard.
Okay. My pleasure.
There's one thing I have to talk to you about, because we're going to run out of time soon. You've written extensively about the implications of being convicted of a crime, which is a road traffic offense, is also a crime, and how people land up with criminal records. Okay? That's a concern. What should people do if they get charged with exceeding the speed limit to a great extent or whatever it may be, and they have to appear in court? What should they do?
Well, they should definitely get legal representation, because to just simply roll over and do as a lot of people are advised by the police and
the prosecutor says on the morning, he says, look, pay, you don't have to appear in court, just pay up 400 rand or 1,000 rand and you're out of here.
When your fingerprints have been taken by SAPS, if you pay a fine, an admission of guilt fine, you will see that the J534s actually say that you will incur a criminal record. They don't say that you will, they say that you may. Well, trust me, there's nothing may about it. The second your fingerprints have been taken by SAPS and you pay an admission of guilt fine for any offense, you will have a criminal record. That means that you will not be able to travel. That means that you will not be able to get a job. And that means that that is going to stick with you for a minimum of 10 years before you can apply.
Okay, so you're charged with exceeding the speed limit.
Yes.
To a great extent.
Yes.
There's no admission of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
You come to court on the Monday. You may have even have been locked up on the weekend.
Yep.
The magistrates, the prosecutor says, okay, plead guilty, or you can sign, you can pay an admission of guilt. Should you get an attorney? What do you do? I mean, how do you fight these things?
You absolutely should. Whenever you have been charged with any criminal offense and you've been arrested and detained and your fingerprints have been taken, get yourself competent legal advice.
Competent.
And that competent legal advice does not come from the person who is trying to prosecute you.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, with due respect, when they turn around to you and they say, save yourself the time, you don't really need to get an attorney, they're going to rip you as far as their fees go, etc. That kind of thing. Never, ever, ever trust somebody who's trying to prosecute you.
Okay, so you get an attorney or you get hold of Howard at Justice Project SA, JPSA. There's a wonderful remedy called diversion.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Do you want to talk about what diversion is?
Yes, indeed. Diversion is available to most people for most petty crimes, or let's say not so serious crimes. You're certainly not going to get diversion for murder.
Mm-hmm.
But for something like
exceeding
the speed limit, there is a distinct possibility. And diversion is very simple. It's an agreement between yourself and the state that you will subject yourself to certain remedial measures, usually, and community service.
You go and clean the offices of the zoo or something.
Well, that's community service.
Yeah.
My view is remedial action when it comes to road traffic offences should involve things like going cleaning the floors at the mortuary and at the trauma unit.
But the case is actually pulled out of court.
Correct.
It's withdrawn.
The charges are provisionally withdrawn until such time as you have completed that diversion program. And then they are withdrawn permanently.
Okay, so there will be no record ever.
Nothing.
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 You diverted out of the criminal justice
and
system.
And learn a lesson.
Yes.
Okay. Just understand that the National Prosecuting Authority does keep records on diversion. So if I come along and I apply for diversion the first time, and then I think, well, that was easy, and I go and do it again. If I apply for diversion, the chances are I'm not going to get it.
I think with diversion you need an attorney or you...
Not necessarily. It can be done privately.
Yeah.
There have been some...
You've done many of these, Howard.
You've assisted many people. Many.
What actually is JPSA? What do you do and how do people get help from you?
Well, JPSA is a civil non-profit organization that assists people with road traffic matters. The fact is that we have to do that from behind the scenes a lot of times, so we have to make sure that the underlying law itself is actually
complied
correct.
With, yes.
That's why this fight with the ARTA Act. But then we need, in some circumstances where people fall on the wrong side of that law, to assist them just to make sure that they don't get screwed over. Yeah. Please don't for one second think that JPSA or I are here to protect people from their own criminal wrongdoing. Not a chance. But what we are here to do is to make sure that you have the right information at your fingertips and that you are not abused and your rights are not abused. There was an incident that happened
One question. Can you, drunk driving, can you get diversion?
Yes, in Cape Town. Under certain circumstances. You know what? The kind of diversion that you should get for driving under the influence of alcohol is to be made to jump from the 10th floor of the building.
You're just
so dumbass if you actually get into a motor car and drive it these days.
If a guy's had a few extra drinks at a party
No. If you've had any drinks, don't drive. Finish.
We know that. Use paid transport. Uber. We know that. But if anyone does get into trouble, there is a possibility of diversion.
There is a possibility of diversion. Yeah. And look, it's dependent on a lot of things, including the level by which you exceed the limit.
Alcohol, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, don't take it as a given. And in fact, I just want to warn people, don't take it as a given that you will be given diversion anywhere in South Africa for any offence.
Last 2-3 minutes, our driver's licenses are sacrosanct to us. It's special to us. It can't be easily taken away unless you contravene the law. This nonsense about losing it to e-tolls or to that kind of stuff is just a scare tactic, isn't it?
When a points demerit system is implemented in South Africa, you will have your driving license suspended if you exceed the tolerance of demerit points.
Mm.
It depends what the underlying charges are and how they relate to incurring those demerit points. And remember that points are not taken away from you, they are added to your driving license. This is not a driver rewards program. It is a driver demerit program.
Yeah. Before we let you go, Howard, anything else you want to talk to us about? What's the latest?
Well, you know,
you've got 2 minutes.
Very simply, if you don't want to fall on the wrong side of the law and get abused, and I'm actually being very frank now, the amount of times that I get people contacting me and saying, I'm a law-abiding citizen, I pay my fines. You're not a law-abiding citizen if you pay your fines. You are a law-abiding citizen if you don't incur your fines.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. So the fact is, in order to avoid the kinds of horrible abuse that take place, and trust me, there's a lot of it, just don't go and break the law. The rules of the road are actually very simple to follow. You're not special. And, you know, just because you happen to be in a hurry for a meeting or the like does not give you a special little noddy badge that you can put on.
Can you be arrested at a roadblock?
You can, if there's a warrant for your arrest.
Yeah.
Under the ARTA Act, there are no warrants for arrest.
In Johannesburg, can you be arrested?
In Johannesburg and Swanee. Yeah. Yes, you can. Yeah. Because if you have committed a bylaw offence, like, for example, dumping, and you're given a Section 56 written notice to appear in court, and you don't appear in court, the magistrate will issue a warrant for your arrest.
If you haven't appeared in court, absolutely. Mm. We've been listening to Howard Dembowski. It's always a treat to have you in studio, Howard, even though your voice is a bit tired today.
Mm.
Have you been shouting somewhere? Where have you been? You're standing on a soapbox.
I have to warn everybody. I've given up smoking.
Well,
I have a severe, severe...
Because your voice is very different. Are you irritable and aggravated? That's how I like to see you. It's been an absolute pleasure to our listeners. Thank you for listening. Until next week, Lions, cheers, and cheers to everybody.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.